Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning and welcome to Elder Care Radio here on KDXU 94.9 FM and 890 AM. Elder Care Radio is brought to you each week by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Kaylee and I started this company because of our own personal experiences here in Southern Utah that weren't what we knew it could be. So Pathway's goal is to bring a better level of care to all of Southern Utah, not only our patients, but for the entire community. We want to help everyone in this community get better health care, and the best place to start is by being your own best medical advocate. Take control of your health care, be better informed. So if you work together with your doctor, the best outcome happens when everyone is part of that team and contributes. Both the patient and the doctor are key resources for the other. Your doctor has medical knowledge that can be useful to better understand your own health.
But you have personal knowledge about your body and about what your wishes are and about what you think the best way you want your care to go is. And if you share that knowledge with your doctor, they will have a clearer path to getting you the kind of care you want to receive.
But you can't advocate without knowledge. So let's be informed. Have as much information as possible. Start with your own medical records. Those records are yours, and you should have them. In addition to your medical records, ask each of your doctors for their plan of care for you and their narratives. That is your doctor's specific plan for you and his own thoughts on your own health.
This seems like a good time to bring up, to remember that you have to advocate for yourself. Nobody is going to be as good of an advocate for your medical needs as you are. So as you go to your doctors and your specialists, please be sure to ask all the questions that will give you the answers you need. If you need assistance at all with finding out how to, to navigate that path or what the correct questions to ask would be, please give us a call. Let us help.
Because your doctor does want to communicate with you, but he does want to communicate with you only those things that you want to know. There's some uncomfortable conversations that could be had, and if you don't want to have that conversation, your doctor may not try and broach that with you. So let's do some COVID good news, shall we?
Woohoo!
So,
Andy, you're not really smiling.
No, I'm not laughing. I am smiling.
So, you are smiling. I stand corrected.
So each week we've been trying to balance the narrative, overcome some of the fear-mongering that can cause undue anxiety. So we just give you the facts from credible sources without all the hyperbole. So
let me interject. Oh. The only reason we do COVID good news is we recognize the stresses that are caused with all the negative focus that is out there. And yes, COVID is a disease that is taking a lot of lives and really having a very big impact on our lives in a personal level and a commercial level through the economy. But if we focus on just the negative that is happening in the world, it's going to be hard to feel happy and to eliminate some of the stresses. And there's a lot of good to focus on in the world. So if we could just try and pull ourselves away from all those things that scare us and that are driving us to be anxious and stressful, and we focus on the good parts, even if they seem small, if we focus on all the good things, the things in life that bring us happiness and joy, we'll feel better about the world around us and about our situations, our own personal life.
That's right. So while most of the rest of the country is paralyzed with fear of spikes in tests, here in Southwest Utah, these five counties, Washington, Iron, Beaver, Kane, and Garfield County, have had a pretty flat graph since the beginning. We have had some ups and downs, but nothing as severe as other parts of the country and other parts of the state.
Salt Lake County, Utah County, and a few other of the northern counties are showing spikes. Those counties have graphs that are trending upward. But down here in southern Utah, we haven't seen those kind of spikes, fortunately.
Yeah, so the Southwest Department of Health, Southwest Utah Department of Health, their website shows, as of yesterday, we've had 10% more people counted as recovered than tested positive.
Recovered. Emphasis on recovered. Kane and Beaver, you had zero tested positive yesterday, and Garfield County had two positive tests. Again, two positive tests, so how many negative tests?
Right.
A lot more.
So Washington and Iron County, we remain in the moderate risk range. So wash your hands often, social distance, and if you can't social distance, wear a mask. If you feel ill, do the community a favor and stay home and take care of yourself. All good advice.
Right. For your own health, avoid stress where you can. Stress reduces your ability to fight off infection. It actually, literally and scientifically lowers your immune response system. Get in a happy frame of mind. I know that a lot of people make a lot of money keeping people aggravated about politics. So this isn't what you would hear from most of the media. Don't waste your time being aggravated by the noise of politics. Vote, certainly vote, and do enough research all the way up and down the ballot to be well informed. Don't bother trying to convince someone else who to vote for, because the saying is, who he is convinced against his will is of the same option still.
Let me say that again. He who is convinced against his will
is
of the same opinion still, right? So we can argue all day, but if we're not having an open discussion and open to changing our minds, then it's not a discussion that's going to do anything other than aggravate us.
Right. So the whole point, look for the good, focus on the happy, talk about the positive, the emphasis on that. Talk about the positive. Let's not talk about the negative anymore. Let's try spending a day without saying anything negative, without talking about anything that frightens us or causes us stress. Today, set out to do something wonderful with somebody you love or serve somebody else, somebody in your neighborhood. Do something kind for somebody, and let's focus on the good.
Right. Now, because of our unique position in the community, we have access to a lot of resources. And we have information that we want to share. So please consider us your first stop regarding anything related to elder care, senior living, health care, help in the home, support for your loved ones, and to answer any questions that you may have.
Right. And we want those resources to be available to everyone, not just you, our listeners. So please, please share what you know. If you think of anybody that may need some help taking care of another loved one, if you know anybody that might have questions or concerns, if you've seen anybody in your neighborhood that appears to need help, please let them know that we are here. We sincerely want to help Southern Utah find resources and help them and bring help to them. Here's a very important detail. Most often, these services are completely free to the elderly. Again, most often, these services are completely free to the elderly. So don't be afraid to call our office. Don't be afraid to discuss with us what your concerns are, what your hopes are, what you're looking for.
And I think it's important to point out that not only is the call to us free, but it's also confidential. We're not going to talk to anybody else about, you know, what you talk to us about. We're just going to give you information that may be helpful for you and you alone. Okay?
Why don't you give everybody our office number?
Okay, so
you're good at that.
Yes. The easiest number in Southern Utah to remember is local area code 435, and then it is simply 477-6999. It's easier than dialing 911 because you don't have to reach all the way up to the top and push that button on the very top. These are all the lower numbers.
So
477-6999.
He's trying to get you to picture the telephone keypad.
If you have an old rotary phone, that's actually a hard number because you have to keep hitting nine and waiting for it to come around. But.
All right. So,
pointing out your age with the rotary phone.
Yeah, but for those of us who have, or those of you who might have a rotary phone, yes, it will take a little longer to dial that number, but it is well worth it.
To you youngins who don't know what a rotary phone is, look it up on Google.
Yeah.
Their pictures and everything. So great news. It is Medicare's open enrollment. Open enrollment for Medicare is October 15th through December 7th. And what does that mean?
That means that you have the ability to change your Medicare plan, to make some informed decisions about what will be beneficial to you and what you don't need.
So in our efforts to always find additional information and resources for our seniors in the community, I was recently approached by somebody who had a personal story to share with us, and that was that as her parents were older and trying to navigate the healthcare system, they had chosen a Medicare plan and were constantly bombarded with copays and pharmaceutical charges that they were finding overwhelming and difficult to afford. Her question was, gosh, I thought once you got older that Medicare started to pay all that. And she started to do some research and look into it, and she really started to discover the very, very different plans and options that are available. I don't know if everybody realizes this, but there is Medicare A, B, C, and D. Do we know what each of those parts mean? Do we know what it means to have a Medicare Advantage plan or a supplement through another insurance company? Many of us don't. She has put together a business that is absolutely free to our seniors. Again, let me say that. This young woman and her family, she and her husband, learned so much trying to navigate the path for her parents that she put together a business, and she's willing to share what she knows with the seniors in this community. She wants to share what she has learned. In fact, she found that she, by just changing her parents' Medicare plan, she was able to save them thousands of dollars a year in copays and pharmaceutical expenses. So each individual plan is very specific and dynamic to an individual's needs. If you'd like to know her name or get some additional information on how she might be able to help, she'll just look at your personal circumstances, discuss the different options and plans that are available to you, and you can choose, do I want to change or do I not? But she'll talk to you about how much a different plan might be able to save you.
And it's important to understand that these are your choices. We just think you should be well informed in that. And you know, for us in Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we've always been really concerned that patients have choices, not just a single plan that fits everybody. So this just goes right along with everything we're trying to promote through this radio program, that you need to take control of your own life. A little bit of information is great. More information is better. And so we are trying to provide more and more information over time. So,
and remember, free. It's free.
Right.
Call our office. We'll give you her name and number so that you can make an appointment with her and just find out, are you already on the best Medicare program or should you change? And again, open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So you want to look into that and get your appointment quickly before she fills up.
Right. The phrase for that is DSDB. The sooner, the better. Okay?
That's with a D.
So we've got so many things that we want to tell you about, but I think we want to go back and explain why we're here on the radio and why we started doing what we're doing in Southern Utah.
Do we want to talk about that again? We do, and here's why we want to talk about that. We want to talk about that because we still get phone calls where people say, wow, I'm really glad that you're here. What brought you to Southern Utah? And sometimes we think,
haven't you heard that before?
Yeah, I hate to repeat it. It sounds repetitive. But I'm going to share it because I literally had four people this last week that asked us our story. And we're actually so grateful that we were here to bring them so much information. They wondered why. Why did we come to Utah and give up our flourishing business in Las Vegas to struggle here in bringing information to the community? And the reason why is you. We came here to help you. I had a situation. My parents lived in Santa Clara for 25 years. My mother, 18 years ago, got sick. I had a young family and a flourishing business, so we brought my parents to our home in Las Vegas to live with us while my mother recuperated. Unfortunately, shortly after that, my mom was diagnosed with terminal stage 4 cancer. It was lung cancer. It had metastasized to her liver, her brain, and it was in her lymph nodes. So when we actually got the diagnosis, the doctor told us that she had days to live, that every day she was alive was a gift. They were surprised that she was still here because it had metastasized already so much throughout her body and her bloodstream. So We brought her home having no experience and no idea what hospice and palliative care was. The doctor referred us to somebody that came into our home and talked to us and really gave us options, said to us they were here to help. What were our goals? They asked my mom what her goals were. They asked the kids what our goals were for her. It was interesting. My mom at that point shared that she believed that she believed more in holistic or homeopathic medicine. And 18 years ago, I don't know how many of you can remember this, but holistic medicine was not a common term. And as kids, we were lost in how do we bring this to her? How do we help her? The hospice company, being in the system of healthcare, was able to find us doctors and resources to come in to bring my mom the peace of mind that we were not giving up, that we were not quitting, and that all of her needs and desires were going to be met. My mom ended up living 5.5 months. She lived drug-free because that was the way she wanted her plan to go. She passed absolutely beautifully.
And let me just say that our conversations recently with many people in southern Utah didn't parallel that. A lot of people, their belief or their experience with hospice was that, well, hospice came in and just provided a single system of care that wasn't related to what anybody wanted.
Well, and even when that wasn't the plan in general of just medicating, and often it is, often they come in and just say, okay, well, we have medicine to meet your needs. We can meet your pain management. We can, you know, take away your anxiety with some Halidol or lorazepam. And they're really friendly and wonderful, but that really is all about all that's offered.
And yeah, there aren't any other choices. And so without choice, you can't determine a plan that's going to work best for you.
Right. So to many of our seniors, they really have this scary, scary belief in what hospice is. Hospice means I'm dying, I'm giving up. Hospice means the end. And it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be for as long as Heavenly Father has you on this planet. It is not about our will and our plan and our desires. It really is your goals. It's what makes you happy, what's going to make it easier on your caregiver to bring the love and support to you that you need as you go through facing a difficult, difficult, chronic terminal illness.
Right. It's more about being able to take control of the things you can control and not worrying about the things that are out of control. You know, we have things out of control in our life, but if we can focus on taking control of what we can, focusing on having a better life. And that was the experience we had with my mother-in-law, that we had the opportunity to focus on the things that we felt were important. And for her, it was giving her options that gave her peace of mind. We as a family didn't have to just resign ourselves to giving up and saying, okay, so I guess there's nothing to be done. We're just going to sit back and wait. But we weren't limited by a single course of action.
And as a result of the expansive palliative care program that was shared with us in Las Vegas, my mother ended up living 5.5 months. Now, remember, I explained that the doctors had told us that every day she was alive was already a gift. It was an unexpected gift. They thought that really her cancer was so progressed that she should have already gone. But with 5.5 months, she was allowed the opportunity to literally have family come visit with her all the way from England. She had her children around her, her grandchildren around her, loving her, sharing wonderful stories, and building memories and experiences. So when my father got ill and he was still living up here in St. George, our businesses had grown and changed. Our family was a little bit older. We were able to move our business here and work out of our home. We bought a home to be with our dad as in his journey. We expected that journey to last, you know, a year or two at least. And unfortunately, we purchased our home, moved in July 1st, and he passed away June 29th, only 3 days after being put on hospice. And it was that sad, sad difference in a hospice and palliative experience between my mother and my dad that brought us here. So that is why we're here.
Because we thought we knew what hospice was. We had had an experience, and we thought, oh, this is a great thing, and we wanted to have that same experience. And when we got here, that wasn't the experience at all that happened, and so it was extremely disappointing. And we started questioning why it was different. And then, you know, for ourselves, we questioned why we were brought to Southern Utah.
Right. You have to remember, we packed up our business and moved it up here to work out of our home, which is a lot more difficult. We moved, a daughter was starting college. We moved a son from high school. I left a son who was having a baby. I had children in elementary school and intermediate school. We literally packed everything up and moved up here. And my dad was gone before we literally moved into the home. So we love St. George. We absolutely loved it. But we did look at each other and say, if we were coming to take care of my dad, why isn't he here? And I was sad. I was absolutely heartbroken with the experience and had a lot of remorse and regret. So we decided, you know what? We're here. We were brought here for my dad. We discovered what was different. I don't want anybody else in this valley to have an experience that does not present them with the opportunity to have wonderful, beautiful memories. I'd like to say that we're trying to help you create memories that will last your lifetime through, and your caregivers, even long, long after our loved ones pass. We will always have those memories to be shared.
Because our last experiences on this earth aren't just our own. We are sharing those with our loved ones and our families, and we want to make sure that everybody has an incredible experience, one that's memorable and that is a joy to talk about. Instead of bringing tears of regret, we want those to be great experiences.
I'll tell you, I'm always surprised at how quickly our time goes. So we've shared this experience of why we're here. We want you to know that hospice is not a scary word. It has been in the past here because it does appear as though hospice means the very end, but it's not supposed to when coupled with a healthy, robust palliative care program. Please call our office and find out more. Find out what palliative care can mean. Find out how palliative care can be different. We'd love to share more with you, explore your goals, and create memories with you.
Yes, we don't have enough time on this radio program. Maybe Andy's going to invite us into the next hour, but assuming that doesn't happen, we were going to continue that discussion about wills, trusts, estates, those kind of things, and we will do that next week. So be there. We'll talk about some things you can do to move yourself forward in that. It doesn't have to be scary. We're going to shine some light on that and eliminate some of the concerns that people have to help overcome some of those end-of-life
issues.
Oh,
I have to say really quick, the holiday season is coming upon us. I'm going to ask each of you to give a consideration. Our loved ones who are elderly, who are in assisted living facilities and different, lockdown facilities, are struggling with the anxieties of being separated from our family. If COVID has made it so that you could possibly consider bringing your loved one home, if only you had help and support, call our office. We're the help and support that can allow you the opportunity to bring your loved one home. 435-477-6999.